The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try.
We're back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 23rd of February, 2021. And Mr. Anderson, would you care to put out the information about this upcoming thing in Woodlands, Texas?
Yeah, backed up by Ron Avery, who I assume is still with us.
Yes, I'm here. Great,
Ron. It's going to be mainly the public part of it this coming Friday, the 26th of February, at the Woodlands Resort. Ron and I get to partake of that luxury place, and we're making a live stream of the event. We're not just going up there and covering segments like, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that, to the participants? We're live streaming the whole thing. Ron's a bit of an engineer. He knows what this button does and that button does more than me. I'll just hit the ejector seat and we'll all go flying out. That would be my problem. But at any rate, so we're going to do the live stream, and it'll go in real time to mixandstream.com. That's mixandstream.com to those that purchase access to the live stream video. It is something that's a pay for view. Ron can give you more of the technicalities of it. It has a lot of value. It's 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. this coming Friday, Central U.S. time. And so a lot goes into this. So it's not a freebie, but the link, the access to the footage lasts for 1 year from the date of the event.
Okay.
So it's something that has a lot of lasting value. And I mentioned earlier that there's these important topics like mitigating against the COVID crackdown, this tyranny, and you know what the sheriff's role is relating to the sheriff. Can the sheriff interpose or intervene when election fraud is happening? Mm. Can election machines be impounded? And so on. Ron can share some more, but the main public day is Friday, though there might be a little bit of residual wrap-up comments that we live stream on Saturday. And we expect also to do some punctuated, shorter interviews as well. So we're bringing a whole event to people, not just little clips and excerpts like reporters. So we're doing a whole production.
Well, and this is entitled, Mark, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. And this is being presented by the CSPOA. And we got a friendly sheriff there in Montgomery County as well. He is also going to be there. And you have Dr. Laura Presley of True Texas Elections, LLC. She's going to be one of the five main speakers who will address the attendees at the Woodlands Resort near Houston on day one. So this is important stuff. These are the building blocks of the foundation to take this country back. And it's going to take everybody to get involved. Ron?
Right, the sheriff... Go ahead, Ron. But the sheriff can be kind of the point man in all of this. And again, the America's sheriff, in a sense, in many people's eyes, Sheriff Joe Arpaio will be on my show tomorrow, Stop the Presses, to expound on these concepts. But go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, what I find amazing about this, we're talking about where are we going to get help to do these things and doing all this stuff alone. This two-day event is actually a training for law enforcement officers. It's certified by the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement. Now, how many times does that happen? How many can you remember a time when the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement is talking about how to protect people's constitutional rights against the lockdowns and COVID-19? This is pretty amazing. The CSPOA and the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office is sponsoring this, and sheriffs can actually stay in the hotel there for 2 days, no charge. Sheriff can go to this free. I think he has to register and pay $150 or $99 to get in the event itself, but they get free room and board. And so that's pretty amazing.
Well, and it's something that, now you mentioned the certification. Who again has put their dominy to this?
This is the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement. And it's a state agency. In other words, law enforcement agents or people like architects and engineers, they have to have annual hours of continuing education. So what I'm saying is a sheriff and a police officer, anybody that's in law enforcement can go to this and they'll get their continuing education hours added to whatever they need for the year. And sheriffs can get in, stay at the hotel for free. And I'm pretty blown away by all that this is an official kind of a thing. And this is good for the average citizen, too, to watch this, because it's not only law enforcement that are not up to speed on what constitutional law really is and what rights they should be defending and what those rights are. The American citizen generally is ignorant of these things, too.
Well, but so, they have felt the effect of law enforcement and what they have done. Now, this is not an indictment against all law enforcement in this country. It's far from that. But how I would like to put this is that they've got the force continuum. They've got the badge. They've got, at times, the power of life and death. And what I have seen the police in this country turn into is a bunch of fraidy cats, that they're willing to shoot first and ask questions later. I just recently just watched a couple of cops kill a woman that was wielding a knife while her two children in tow, and the two children watched the cops kill their mother right on a street. Now, that didn't have to happen. That did not have to happen. I don't know in anybody's book, if you're an officer and you've got a gun and you've got somebody that has got a knife, okay, the officer may feel they're threatened, but do you actually have to kill the human being in order to get control of the situation, cuff them, take them to jail, put them in front of a judge, and let the system take care of it? Gentlemen, the one problem that we're facing, and every cop in this country knows this exactly, is that when people see the badge, and I don't care if it's a county sheriff, a deputy, any town, USA, police, they're not comfortable. They're not comfortable anymore. They don't know what to expect. And I, for one, don't want to be paranoid of a badge being around, because I come from a time that when you saw a police officer, you didn't feel threatened. You felt better because they were there. They got to start acting like it.
Right. I'd only say, though, too, that all these sheriffs and police officers and deputies, they actually come from the general population.
Yep.
And so do all our elected officials.
That's right.
And quite frankly, that just shows you that's also the condition of the general population.
Well, gentlemen, I know you've got to run. Mark, you've got to go. By the way, the gentleman from California, John, yeah, there have been some good writers for AFP, and I'm sitting here looking at a book final judgment by Michael Collins Piper that has since passed. And you're one of the last of the great Mohicans over there at AFP, Mark, and I appreciate that very much.
Well, I appreciate that too, John. Yeah, listen to my show tomorrow. Sheriff Joe Arpaio will be on there. He will talk about some of the constitutional sheriff principles, plus his new book and what's going on with immigration laws under Biden, some of his communications with the Biden regime. And it'll be a very interesting talk. I'm going for more star quality guests as much as I can. I'm also talking to the Ted Nugent people. That's looking pretty good. We'll see how that goes. He's on a hunting trip briefly. But yeah, go to mixinstream.com, ladies and gentlemen, listening live and on the archive to this show. That's a way to get in on this conference. You can attend in person still. You can go to the CSPOA.org, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. If you are so inclined to go in person, anyone out there, current, former law enforcement, whoever you are, but Ron and I are working hard to make this accessible for anyone in the world. People, John, in the UK that I've talked to, in Europe with whom I've spoken, Canada, they're looking to the United States, the world's last surviving republic, because their parliamentary systems have betrayed them.
Yeah.
They're Australian and they're New Zealand and they're Canadian and they're British. Crackdowns under COVID are far worse than ours.
I don't know if you saw the latest video clip. It was posted on Twitter in Spain, and I forget the city, but there were literally, they did a drone shot of the crowd that showed, and this can't even be considered to be a crowd. There had to have been 2 million people standing in the streets over this COVID-19 and what they've done to their economy in Spain. People around the world are waking up. They've just got to have a sound, principled direction in which to follow. Gentlemen, Ron, I won't make you do this Thursday, but we'll see you here next Tuesday.
All righty. That sounds great, John.
Well,
What time is that, by the way?
Well, Mark, fill him in. What time is that?
It's from 2 to 3 p.m. Now, so Ron,
regular.
Would,
I got it. Ron, it's the slot Ron, opposite yours. I got it.
No.
Right, Tuesday and Thursday. Come up with a name for the show, Ron, just some sort of name.
No, he can if he wants, and that's okay. However you guys want to work this out. I just supply the hour. You supply the content.
Sounds great.
All right.
Sounds great. Thank you, John.
Well,
appreciate
you're
that.
You're welcome, Ron. And Mark? Mr. Anderson, keep on keeping on, brother. You've been doing a great job.
I appreciate that. Everybody go to mixinstream.com, check it out, and you can contact me through the station if there's questions. And thanks a lot, John. Take
You're
care.
Welcome,
thanks
sir.
For having us on.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
All right. I'd like to hear from Joe Arpaio. Yeah.
Hey, Joe Arpaio tomorrow.
Yep. Okay. What are you doing on that computer right now? Okay. See, I need to either move this desk a little bit further south, or I got to move you a little bit further north, because you can't see me out of the side of your head. I'm going to get you little glasses with mirrors in them, or I'm going to get a cattle prod and I'm going to wire it to that chair you're sitting in. Just teasing. At any rate, I'm looking forward to that, Joe Arpaio. You know, there was a guy, God, there was... Oh, I wonder if the topic tomorrow is going to maybe include the stolen vote in Arizona. I wonder. Yeah. Wow. You know, enjoy that Coca-Cola out there, folks. You know, that what is that stuff, that corn syrup that they're putting in? You know what's really strange about the Coca-Cola company? Down here in Texas, I don't know how it is in the rest of the states, but down here, retailers will offer Mexican Coke. And you have no doubt that it's from Mexico. And I used to wonder when I first started drinking it, I know the water quality of water in Mexico, and I'm wondering, but I haven't gotten sick from it. But the Coca-Cola company does Sprite, Coca-Cola, other, and here in Texas, it's a big market and growing that people are buying Mexican products. Now, the Coca-Cola company keeps selling and they keep pushing this crap. Okay, they've changed the formula. They screwed Coca-Cola up and the way it tastes. But most people don't recognize when they started using corn syrup, that changed the taste of their product. But they didn't care. They kept telling you that Coke is the thing. It's the real thing. It's great. And drink Coca-Cola. Well, these corporations, folks, are going full tilt boogie. And they're betting that because they're a corporation and they wield a lot of power, that somehow that they can get away with stuff like this. Coca-Cola confirms training employees to try to be less white. Drink Pepsi. Drink Pepsi. By the way, you can buy Mexican-made Pepsi as well using real sugar. Now, this comes from Mish's Global Economic Trends Analysis. The guy says, when I first saw the story, I was highly skeptical. However, the training course is available online, and Coca-Cola is doing its best to try to back down from the course. They're so proud of what they're doing. But once it gets exposed, then they backtrack. Because they know that the people, the very people they're selling their products to, is going to tell that company, you know, I like Coca-Cola, but I don't like you anymore. I'm going to drink your competitor's brand. Or you know what? I'm not going to drink you at all. These people are acting as if they have some kind of future when they're willing to whack out how much a percentage of their customer base. As I told Mark Anderson the other day when he and I were having a private conversation, I said, I smell something else up here. There's something deeper, something that's entrenched. They're moving forward. These high-tech platforms and these companies are moving forward as if there is not going to be any retribution for the crap that they're doing. I'm now composing a letter to HEB, that's his headquartered down here in Texas, because of their position on Mike Lindell, and they stopped selling his pillows. Well, you know what, HEB? I'm going to stop shopping at your grocery stores, and I'm going to encourage everybody that I encounter to stop shopping at your grocery stores. Who in the hell thinks it's a good idea to take a political position when you're in the retail business of groceries? Have you people lost your minds? Have you gone crazy? This is Texas, damn it! And HEB's big thing, well, we're here for Texas. We're Texas. Are you talking about the new reset of Texas? Or the old Texas that'd kick your ass if you tried to come for our guns? Which Texas are you talking about? We need to make it clear. I'm not joking, folks. This is bad. In this course, Robin DiAngelo, the best-selling author of White Fragility, gives you the vocabulary and practices you need to start confronting racism and unconscious bias at the individual level and throughout your organization. There is no magic recipe for building an inclusive workplace, as if it wasn't inclusive before. They're making it sound like we're still stringing slaves up, and that we're taking people out behind the woodshed, not dusting, flopping up a little dust. We're just out there shooting them like the communist Chinese do to underperforming state employees. Oh. There's no magic recipe for building an inclusive workplace. It's a process that needs to involve people of color, and that needs to go on for as long as your company's in business. Well, your company has been in business, and it's been inclusive, and you're trying to make it sound like it's only white people that work at Coca-Cola. Really? Then why is it that every damn driver I've seen in the last 2 months in a Coca-Cola truck was somebody other than white? Did I miss something here? Listen to this song, folks. Texas HEB, quit practicing voodoo politics. It won't bode well for you. So you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. One shot at a time.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Kick down, break down, take down. Everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down. You busted, busted. Shake down, break down, take down. Just about the time you think that it's all right. Break down, take down, shake down. You busted. Shake down, break down, take down. Just about the time you think that it's all right.
Oh, boy. Here's a statement from Coca-Cola. I just love these. You know, the best response sometimes is no response. You just remain mute. Here's their statement. The video circulating on social media is from a publicity-available LinkedIn learning series and is not the focus of our company's curriculum. Our Better Together Global Learning curriculum is part of a learning plan to help build an inclusive workplace. What? Yeah, we know. It's comprised of a number of short vignettes, each a few minutes long. The training includes access to LinkedIn learning on a variety of topics, including on diversity, equity, and inclusion. We will continue to refine this curriculum. Well, you can continue to refine it all you want. You know, get in there and butcher your Coca-Cola brand some more. Who cares? I can live without your Coca-Cola. I really can. Jeez. You guys are acting as if you're the only plan out there. Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly.
Hi there. I didn't know that ATB had jumped onto this anti-Lindell bandwagon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, several chains here in Texas have come together to join the anti-Mike Lindell thing because they're asshats. Because Mike Lindell is the only one out there still promoting and producing and trying to wake people up. And he's not interviewed. He's derided. They're trying to crush him economically. They're trying to crush his company because the man is standing up for what's right.
Well, I'll have to buy some more Lindell products. I bought some MyPillows last year, and they're outstanding. So I'm gonna pony up some more money and buy.
Well, I wished I could say that I would like to buy Mike Lindell's foam pillows, but I.
17-year-old boy.
What is playing in the background?
My wife is watching some
Kelly.
Show.
Kelly, you can't call it. Kelly. Please, man.
We'll step outside.
Why is it I have to always remind you of something that's going on in the background?
Because I'm a bad guy.
Yes, you are. But anyhow.
I'm stepping outside.
Okay. Well,
I don't know what they expect you're going to accomplish by that. It makes no sense. I didn't know they were selling. I didn't know HQ was selling anything.
Yeah. And it's not just, it's Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't have the list right in front of me. But it's a lot of outlets here in Texas, and
well, Bed Bath & Beyond is going out of business. Bath & Beyond is going out of business.
Well, and probably, and welcome Amazon into the Austin area. That's going to continue to take from the bricks and mortar stores, and we're all going to be happily shopping online, and you know we can even have delivery of the next plandemic they spring on us. Don't worry, we can have curbside delivery. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the last thing I want to mention is to talk about is Coca-Cola and their anti-white agenda. What are they trying to tell their employees? Don't be less competent. Don't be so white. Be less competent.
I don't know. I don't know. But here's the thing. Whatever corporation it is coming down on this COVID-19 thing, or the equity, which is. Been turned from equality to equity now because we're going to start paying everybody. It doesn't matter if you lift a finger to help yourself or not, you're still going to get paid. That's the new socialist communist regimen they're going to give us. But I don't know. There's got to be something more to this, Kelly, because companies, especially in today's environment where business has slowed down to a crawl, Wall Street is telling you, oh, no, retail business has never been better, all in a pig's eye. It might be making somewhat of a bounce back from, you know, the lowest of the low this year or last year. But there's got to be some motivation for these corporations to be doing this stuff. Because if for no other reason, it should have been demonstrated that there's 100 million people out there that backed a political candidate for presidency that doesn't want to hear your crap.
Well, that's exactly right, and they're going to find out the hard way because, frankly, I don't have to shop at HEB.
I'm telling you, I'm sending this letter, and I'm waiting with bated breath what kind of response I'm going to get back.
I'd like to hear it.
Well, you're going to hear it. They're going to hear it, and I'm going to tell you.
Well, all right. Again, I think these people at Coca-Cola have got to ask themselves exactly what message are you trying to send? Are you trying to tell our employees, don't be so competent?
Well, I don't know.
Be less white.
Well, I don't know if competency has to do with a direct correlation there. I wouldn't pick that up as my arguing point.
Oh, but if you look at what they're saying, though, they're telling you. Don't be so sure of yourself. Don't be this, that, and the other. You know, don't be so assertive.
No, they're just telling you don't be as white. Don't be as white. You got to be a little bit more inclusive, which I thought we were. But evidently, they're in a different. I don't know. Maybe there's a parallel universe here in Texas, and never the twain shall meet. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they should tell their employees, their other employees, their non-white employees, be more assertive. Be more sure of yourself. Study harder.
Study.
Do things better.
Yeah.
I mean, all right. We're shooting for the least common denominator here in this country, you
know? No, you're the lowest common denominator, I think you mean. Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate your call. Thanks. Yeah, Mike Lindell. Let's beat him up. And let's run him out of business. You know, turnabout is fair play. Coca-Cola can survive without the U.S. market. Let's be honest. They're global. They're worldwide. A lot of people suck down that sugary drink. Well, let me not use the sweetened drink. And they can survive without the U.S. market. They wouldn't be making as much money. I think we drink more Coca-Cola than any other country on the face of this planet. But this is what I'm saying. I don't... Where is their thinking? You know, we were always led to believe that big corporations, they have these boards, and they have stockholder meetings, and they have this, and they have that, and I wonder what the stockholders are saying about this. But there's Lindell out there doing his thing, and I'll tell you what. Absolute Proof, that's the name of the video, Mike? Lindell's video, Absolute Proof? There is no evidence out there. Supreme Court of the United States wouldn't hear it. Federal judges wouldn't hear it. We don't see any evidence. The Attorney General of the United States, I don't see that. You know, that's that big of a deal. Yeah. It's because you haven't looked at the evidence and you refuse to. And you're denying the fundamental right of every single American to cast a vote for their representatives unimpinged, unhindered, and unmessed with. And Donald Trump did not lose that election by that much. If the voting would have been straight, we would have been saying the second term for Donald Trump, not the first one for JoJo, the incompetent asshat, and the commie he's got as a vice president. Holy mackerel. Well, and on that vein, the Supreme Court dismisses a slew of 2020 presidential election lawsuits, and listen to the reasoning. The Supreme Court threw out a series of legal challenges on February 22nd. Yeah, you didn't pull the pot back up. Your computer froze. So what are you telling me? I got to shut up here for 3 minutes and we got dead air? Okay. What are you saying? Well, I have no choice but to keep going. That's the only other choice. Unless you want to cut. No? Okay. I just happen to look up. Something in my head's going, wait a minute, shouldn't there be a break here? I got this clock in my head. Tick, tick, tick. At any rate, the Supreme Court threw out the series of legal challenges on February 22nd to voting processes and results in several states left over from the recent presidential election cycle. The High Court didn't explain why it refused to hear the cases, but three justices dissented from the decision not to hear one of the cases from Pennsylvania. The Supreme Court likes to pick and choose. On January 11th, the inauguration day, just over a week away, the High Court denied request from the litigants, President Donald Trump, Republicans, and Trump supporters, to expedite several of the lawsuits which concern the presidential elections held in the battle state grounds of Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The court, as is its custom, didn't explain why it dismissed the emergency applications seeking to fast-track the lawsuits. President Joe Biden, a Democrat, was inaugurated on January 20th alongside Vice President Kamala Harris after the Congress voted January 7th to reject objections by senators and representatives challenging the Electoral College votes from disputed states won narrowly by Biden. Not won narrowly by Biden. That's what this whole damn thing is about. That vote took place after the breach of the U.S. Capitol by hundreds of protesters delayed the certification process for hours. Some of the lawsuits challenged the election results on the basis of allegedly unconstitutional changes made to state election procedures. Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution states that each state shall appoint electors for president and vice president in such a manner as the legislature thereof may direct. Litigants point out that the legislative power here is plenary, meaning unqualified and absolute. State officials they say, aren't allowed to modify election procedures without the consent of the legislature. But they didn't bother checking with that legislature. They just gave you the command on high with a voice of authority when they had none, is the bottom line there. One of the now-dismissed appeals, Republican Party of Pennsylvania versus Degrenfenried. Phew. I will not attempt to say that name again. Court files 20-542 and 20-574 was originally known as Republican Party of Pennsylvania versus Buchvar, but then respondent Kelly Buchvar resigned as Pennsylvania Secretary of State and was replaced by Veronica Degrenfield, whatever her name is. The case dealt with the perceived overreach of the state Supreme Court when it unilaterally changed election rules without the consent of the state legislature, which is only constitutional. There's no variant on this, folks. If you wanted to make changes to the election laws, they had to be done through the legislature. They waved this magic wand, gave themselves permission, and said, we have validated Joe Biden as your president. Bull puppy. They know it, and we know it. The GOP argued in its petition that important questions of federal law were implicated by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court's decision of 4-3, extending the General Assembly's election day received by deadline and mandating a presumption of timelessness for non-postmarked ballots. It's supposed to be timingness. That's not even a word. But at any rate, this is the case in which Justice Samuel Alito ordered on November 2nd, 3 days after Election Day, that all ballots received by mail after 8 p.m. on November 3rd be segregated away from other voted ballots. Alito, Clarence Thomas, and Neil Gorsuch dissented from the Supreme Court's decision not to hear the appeal. On February 22nd, Alito wrote in his dissent, joined by Gorsuch, that the case presents an important and recurring constitutional question, whether the elections or the elector clauses of the United States Constitution are violated when state courts hold that a state constitutional provision overrides a state statute governing the manner in which the federal election is to be conducted. That question has divided the lower courts, and our review at this time would be greatly beneficial. In his dissent, Thomas expressed frustration, writing that the court failed to settle this dispute before the election and thus provide clear rules. Now we again fail to provide clear rules for future elections. And you would think that the Supreme Court of the United States, electing the highest federal official to office, should be within the purview of the Supreme Court of the United States of America, not according to the dissenting justices. God. Another now dismissed appeal, Kelly versus Pennsylvania, court file 20-18, was brought by Representative Mike Kelly, Republican out of Pennsylvania, a Trump supporter who challenged Biden's victory in the Keystone State. You know, and folks, excuse me, let's keep this in mind. Pennsylvania mailed out 3.5 million ballots. Or, I'm sorry, 2.5 million, and they got back 3.5 million. Excuse me for asking this. Maybe it's a stupid and mundane question, but inquiring minds want to know, where the hell did the other million come from? If you mailed out 2.5 million ballots and you counted 3.5 million, where'd the other million come from? Could they have come in that tractor trailer? Oh, remember the one that showed up at the yard there and the driver was told, oh, no, you just drop your trailer there. Your job's done. He goes, no, wait a minute. I got to get receipt for this run. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of everything. In that tractor trailer was many of those ballots, the million that I mentioned. But there's nothing to see here, folks. Nothing to see. The Supreme Court took up the issue of Gore and Bush. Did they not? And of course, many contend, well, the election was given to, you know, to Bush, and it should have gone to, yeah, okay. And you've heard me say this before. Win, lose, or draw, as far as Trump goes, if Biden was officially and honestly elected in this country, okay, you won that cycle. We'll be back. But that's not what happened here. And the amount, and folks, I can't even think of descriptive words to describe this. This is how bad this is. The amount of people that involved themselves in these felonies, jailable offenses, is astronomical. This is who and what we are, was supposedly electing officials to best represent us. And it's supposed to be by way of the Constitution, you know, the law. Not whatever you want to just dream up and say, oh, we're official, we're in a democracy now, and 51% of us concur, so you 49 can go suck an egg. Really? It's not how it works. And I'm sure a lot of you politicians, you better start eyeballing your retirement and where you want to work next. What communist country do you want to go represent next? Because you ain't going to do it here. Sedition? Treason? These are just not words that are loosely thrown around by this host. I mean that sincerely. All those support for challenging electoral college results evaporated in Congress after the breach of the Capitol. Kelly held firm, objecting to the certification of Pennsylvania electors on January 7th. The Supreme Court denied another petition from Pennsylvania, Donald J. Trump for President versus Degaraphim Reed, whatever her name is. The Trump campaign attorney, John C. Eastman of Anaheim, California, told Epoch Times in mid-January that he still held out hope that the nation's highest court would take up the case because it concerned important issues. There is a well-recognized exception to mootness called capable of repetition yet evading review, he said at the time. It is invoked quite frequently in election litigation, as oftentimes the issues are as applicable to the next election as to the current one. Our legal issue, whether non-legislative election and judicial officials in the state have the ability to ignore or alter state election law in a manner of choosing presidential electors, violates Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution, remains important and in need of the court's review. Now, enter in Lynn Wood here. Another dismissed case was Wood versus Raffensperger, court file 20-799, brought by Trump supporter and lawyer L. Lynn Wood against Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. Wood argued that Raffensperger, a Republican, usurped the plenary authority of the Georgia legislature by entering into a settlement agreement with the Democrat Party earlier this year and issuing an official election bulletin that modified the legislature's clear procedures for verifying the identity of mail-in voters. This is all basic stuff, folks. This is how it used to work. The March 2020 settlement with the Democrat Party of Georgia, the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, and the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee violated voters' rights by settling both totally different standards to be followed by the poll worker processing absentee ballots in Georgia. And we all remember the video of them when they sent everybody the hell out of there, all the court watchers, everybody else. Then they went and grabbed those ballots and start counting those ballots. That process itself was illegal, never mind the votes themselves. But see, there's nothing to see here, folks. Oh, no, Joe Biden's our president. You got to abide by the rules. Really? Is that right? I've got to recognize Joe Biden as being lawfully elected president of the United States when I know he's not? Excuse me. Don't pee in my tennis shoe and tell me it's raining. Holy mackerel. Murren, Wisconsin, give me a break here. I'm about ready to explode. I think my blood pressure is up around 199.
Can you hear me?
No, I can't hear a word you're saying. Go ahead. Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I won't say the name or the office either. That's thief in chief. Trump is still president. The Talmudy has been lying about everything, and they still are. So I didn't listen to him at all, never did before. And in fact, we live in a very target-rich environment for self-responsible people to man up and mancot Coca-Cola and all the other crap.
I'm telling you, I'll tell you when these boycotts are really going to take effect. And that's when people pull their heads out of their collective butts, really take a look at the world they're living in, and saying, you know what? Enough of this stuff. Enough.
Exactly, watching the TV.
Well, it's just not the TV, because the viewership is down on that. It's just not.
It needs to be off the charts down.
Well, no. I get that, Murr, but I'm not going to pick fly stuff out of your sugar bowl here. What I'm saying is that there's got to be a consensus that we are going to stand by and live by the Constitution, the law of this land, or we're not. But I would like for you to at least to acknowledge that you've flipped this form of government. We're now in a free-for-all democracy, and whatever you say goes. I just want them to say that so I can justifiably make my next move and not have a pang of consciousness about it.
Well, they won't say it. They'll just do it.
Well, they are doing it.
You remember back in W's time, and there was, there's some kind of investigation, and Patrick Lay was sitting on it, and a little young blonde thing from Liberty University, I guess, was an intern lawyer, believe it or not. And he asked her, he said, did you take an oath to the Constitution? He said, like I have. And she said, well, I like the president, but she didn't even know what the Constitution was. An oath to the Constitution, she thought, was to the president.
And this, Murr, is what is not being taught in our schools anymore, laying the foundation for citizens of the country, and more importantly, maybe equally as important as these little communist professors in these colleges across the United States.
Yeah, she just sat there and looked at him with her mouth hanging open.
Yeah, I mean, dumb as a box of rocks.
Oh,
this is why I said, Murr, if people will do just this, you know, against the mainstream media, the next time these clowns, and I don't care what day it is, what show it is, what the personage is, I don't care who it is, the next time they use the term democracy referring to our form of government in this country, they should have their collective heads lopped off.
Yeah,
or
really.
Figurative heads lopped off, let me say.
Well, they like to say that because then it sounds like Democrats. Okay, they don't want to say Republic because then it sounds like Republicans.
Well, yeah, well, God knows, you know, we changed the name of the Whigs to the Republicans, and we were supposed to, before that, have a Republican form of government. What the hell happened to that? I don't know. But this has been lost in the ignorance of this country through the education facilities that we have, and more importantly, through the media that was supposed to be there to keep everything straight and tidy.
Yep. Bingo.
Yeah. All right,
so
Murr.
We can reject all that.
Murr, thank you. I appreciate your call. Ken in New York. Hello, Ken.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Thanks for
your donation. I just saw it the other day.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
As far as Pepsi goes, they got caught with Campbell's Soups and a few other companies about 10 years ago using a company to provide, shall we say, innovative flavorings, company named Sonomix. And they swore that they wouldn't use it again, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're back using them again. It was flavorings derived from aborted fetal cells.
Mm.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I guess the idea is to turn us into cannibals.
Well, we can go back and the transgressions by companies and corporations in this is just the newest one. This is just, but it is done in such a way that it's covering two bases. It's covering the people that are trying to take over this form of government, you know, by its very wording. You know, not equality. Who the hell can argue against equality? Equal standing under the law. That's what that's supposed to mean. And that you will, that there will be no adjudications of any sort, any which way, shape, form, or fashion that is going to guarantee somebody else equal application of the law, and you're not entitled to that. That was equality. This, now they're taught, they've changed the game, now it's equity. Oh boy. All right.
Let me, you have time for another one? I got a MyPillow.
Yeah, hang on 1 second. I've got to take this break. I've skipped two of them in this program, and I can't do that. I owe. So the commercial, we go. We'll be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Back. Ken, you had something else.
Yes. I just bought a MyPillow online, and he's showing a discount. If you put a coupon code in, you get it for $29.95.
Okay.
And there's something else. If you're willing to wait 3 to 4 weeks, it's free shipping. I'm in no rush. I already have one. I bought it for $40 several years ago, and it does seem to do what it says it does.
Well, even if the guy made a product that wasn't any better than anybody else's, I mean, you know, my God. I mean, here's a guy that he's had his own travails and challenges in his life, and he's come through. He built a successful business. He was advertising all over the place, adding revenue streams to radio and television, and everybody seemed to be happy until Donald Trump came along and an election was stolen. And now we've got a bankrupt. You know, Ken, this is the same damn thing that's going on with these lawsuits pending against the talking heads that work for news agencies on the Dominion. We're going to sue you for $1.7 billion. I don't give a damn if you tried to sue me for $10 trillion. You're not going to win if the evidence is presented and allowed to be presented. And so what are these news agencies? When was the last damn time that you heard a news agency that backed off of a story because they were afraid to be sued because they wanted to print the truth? That is the legal shield against lawsuit, telling the truth. They have a claim if you make false claims or you derive or whatever. These people are telling the truth, but they won't look at the truth. They won't hear the truth. So now they're willing to destroy people's lives. And I've had enough of this stuff, Ken. I really have.
I've listened to him since he started out doing infomercials. It was probably about 10 years ago.
How can you miss him? Anybody in this country knows exactly who Mike Lindell is. That's why they're trying to destroy his business, so he can't do any more than what he's been doing. Like absolute proof that if anybody on that Supreme Court even watched that video, they would have heard the case. If the state governors or these federal judges would have watched that video, which was what, Mike? Not even an hour long? Take an hour out of these judicious asshats' day to watch something that might indicate that, wait a minute, we're making a big mistake here. Ah.
During the height of his production, he said he had 600 people working for him.
Well, I can guarantee he doesn't have 600 working for him anymore.
Mm.
This is incredible. Never have I seen anything like this in this country, that you go after people because they supported a political candidate. What if we would have done that to Barry Sartorio? I'm sorry.
You know, it's the Bolshevik way. I think they've always made a point in this country that you would never go after the previous president or previous. They were all, you know, like friends beneath it all.
Man,
I hear the music.
Yeah, well, they were more like defense and prosecuting attorneys. The pitch battles in court, the fire coming out of the lawyer's eyes, and then they go out and have martinis at lunch and go back and half drunkenly do battle again in the court, trying to make everybody believe that, well, yeah, we're there for our clients. Yeah, okay. All right.
He wears a cross around his neck, too. That's another strike.
Oh, well, bring God into it. Yeah, it's double indemnity that you're some kind of a fool. Ken, thank you. I appreciate your call. And I want to thank you all for being here today. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. Please donate to the network, folks.
You've been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.